No problem. Thanks for having me.
I first heard about this a couple weeks ago when Patty Park started telling me a little bit about it, and we started seeing a few things on Facebook about this. We've always heard the Clinton Central Elementary robotics team, or the robotics team itself, which goes all the way through high school, has always been pretty competitive, and I remember hearing something about them about every year, but it looks like they're really knocking it out of the park. Could you tell us a little bit about what they've been doing, what you guys have been doing and practicing on and performing over the last month or so?
Sure. Here at Clinton Central, we have had an elementary robotics team for 6 years now, and this year we have implemented robotics 4th grade through 12th grade. So we have been very busy this year. My husband, Bryce, and I both coach the robotics program here, so we cover all of the grade levels mentioned, and we have one elementary team. Their team number is 13301A, and they qualified for the World Championship, which is hosted in Dallas, Texas, annually, and they qualified for the state tournament. In Indiana, robotics is very large. Our state tournament is hosted annually at Lucas Oil Stadium, so they compete on the field, and it's a really big deal. So they were able to qualify 10th in one of the components of competition, which was the teamwork challenge, and with that 10th place finish, they were able to qualify for the world competition.
Now, when we say world, do we mean literally the world?
Yes.
Wow.
In Dallas next week, there are 760 elementary teams.
Oh, my gosh.
And of those 760 teams, there are 27 different countries represented.
Oh, my goodness. Well, isn't that something?
Yes.
What an experience.
It is.
So these kids, they've got a pretty good chance at this. If they've made it this far, my gosh, they got to know what they're doing. They could actually pull this win out.
Yeah. In the world competition, with 760 elementary teams, they condense them down into smaller divisions. So there are 10 divisions of 76 teams each, and we are in the technology division. And hopefully, from those 76 teams, we will be one of the 20 to make it to the division final. That is our goal.
Okay.
To be one of the top 20 teams in our division.
Well, will you find out that day? Is there like judging on site and you know that day?
Yes.
Okay.
Tuesday, competition begins. They can run some skills runs, which is one of the components of the competition. And then on Wednesday and Thursday are the teamwork challenges where they're paired with another team and they work together to score as many points as possible. So some people, when they think of robotics, they think of battle bots where you kind of go against another team. But in this case, you are working with the team. So to get as many points as possible together. And then that amount of points travels with each team throughout the day. And then all of their scores are averaged, and the highest average gets to move on.
Could you tell us a little bit, for those of us who don't know, what are we talking about here when we say robotics? Are we talking about Legos that can move or anything? Does anything qualify as robotics as long as it's powered by a battery or something?
At Clinton Central, we have VEX Robotics, V-E-X, and that organization is similar. The pieces are similar to Legos for the elementary division. And then as they progressively get to the more advanced levels, they are metal pieces. Okay. And then they have to use the power tools to build their robot. So I guess robotics is kind of a loose term, but here they build and construct their robot with like plastic Lego type pieces.
Are other schools in Clinton County participate in this? It seems like I've heard of one or two others, maybe.
They are. We know for sure that Rossville has a VEX Robotics team, and I am fairly certain that Clinton Prairie has a middle school VEX Robotics team.
Okay. Now, you had mentioned at the top that this goes all the way from fourth grade to seniors. What are some of the projects that once you get into high school look like? You mentioned that you're dealing with metal parts. Now you put this thing together with power tools. What does it look like? Kind of an android weird alien thing, or?
Well, this year was the first year that we have attempted to have a high school and junior high team with the VEX V5 components, and those are all metal pieces. And every year the game changes, so each year you have to build a new robot for the game that is released. So this year for the high school team, it was similar to a disc golf course, where the robot, you built the robot to pick up these foam discs, and then they're to fling them out of the robot into the frisbee golf container.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Yes. How many students do you have in the elementary represented?
We had 10 elementary students, so we had two teams, and then our one team has 5 students on it that qualified for Worlds.
You know, this could be something that would really stick with kids as they move on into college or whatever they do, you know, just problem-solving skills, if nothing else.
Yes, and any student that may be interested in engineering as a career, this is a great start for them to get immersed into that field.
Good point. I don't suppose there's a video streaming website or channel that the people who put this on will provide for us to watch, is it? Is there?
There are, and I can provide you with that information, but we also have a Facebook page, Clinton Central Robotics, and we will stream live each of our teamwork challenges.
Oh, wow, okay. Yeah, if you would, did I give you my email yesterday? Do we have each other's email?
I don't believe so.
All right. What's the best way for me to get in contact with you when I get off the air?
You can email me at emily.eaton@clinton.k12.in.us.
What was the last part after Eaton at? I'm sorry.
You're good. At clinton.k12.in.us.
Okay, I knew that last part. I wasn't for sure what the Clinton part was. Is there anything else we need to know about this, Emily? I feel like I could ask you questions for 45 minutes.
We are hosting a summer camp this summer. It's their second annual summer camp for incoming 2nd through 6th graders. So we are excited to continue with that, and we're just excited that we have been able to have a successful team and provide this for our students.
It seems like you would probably have kids interested, and that just kind of feeds the system, kind of like sports, right?
Yes, that's what we are hoping.
Good deal. Well, keep up the good work, and I'll get with you after I get off the air here later on this morning, and we'll see if we can't bring a little more of this information to the folks.
Sounds great.
All right, Emily, good luck, and thanks a lot for your time this morning.
Thank you.
All right. Emily Eaton there. She's the Clinton Central Elementary Robotics Coach here on Wylo's Party Line.